Spring clean your finances for 2025 on our Money Monday with the University of Michigan Credit Union. We're at that time of year when we are having more sunshine and happier days. And that certainly gives us a boost of energy, not only to clean our homes, but also refresh our finances. Just like we declutter our space, taking the time to review and reorganize our financial situation can help us clear out unnecessary expenses, optimize savings, and set new goals for the year ahead. Now is the perfect time to get our finances in order to help set us up for success for the rest of the year. I'm joined by Nicole Bernacek. She is a University of Michigan Credit Union financial education specialist, and she's going to give us some tips to spring clean our finances for 2025. So welcome, Nicole. This is perfect timing right now. Everyone's thinking in this direction, right?
Yeah, thanks, Lucianne. Yep, it's a great time of year to start thinking about finances.
So what's the first tip to spring clean those finances?
So my first tip would be to declutter your debt. So sometimes having multiple debts can make people feel disorganized or sometimes just like overwhelmed trying to manage all those different payments. So if you have multiple credit cards or loans that you're trying to pay off, maybe consider like a consolidation loan, especially if they have high interest, because that can eat up a lot of time and money. So with that consolidation, that could help with one easy payment. You could potentially get a lower interest rate in payment, which could save you time and money with paying those off.
And how do you do that actually, though?
So you could go to your credit union or a bank, maybe compare interest rates online, and yeah, you just talk with them, see if they have a consolidation loan, which most of them do. It'd be unsecured, and then they would use that to pay off any credit cards and loans, and then you would just pay that loan back instead.
Now, that's different than another option, which is a home equity loan?
Yes. Yep. So a home equity loan, or also there's home equity lines of credit or a cash out refinance. Those would be options if you have a home with equity. So that option also could potentially offer lower interest rate and just one payment. But usually the interest rate might be lower compared to an unsecured loan because your home is collateral with that loan. So it is a little bit of a risk because your home, you know, is attached with that loan essentially, but that could potentially get you a better rate.
So how can we better manage our savings and our bills? That's what we're talking about here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So another way that you can kind of help with that is to try to automate your savings and bills. So this can be a great time to save, especially if you got a tax refund or if you just want to increase your cash cushion. And also if you are trying to earn higher interest on your savings but looking for really safe options, consider opening maybe up a high yield savings account or like a certificate of deposit or CD. And if you are trying to automate, so there's a few options. You could maybe split their direct deposit with your employer. So have them put 90% in checking, 10% in savings. You can do auto monthly transfers from checking to savings. So every month or pay period, just have a certain amount go to your savings. Or another tip is you could set up a savings account at a different financial institution. Sometimes when there's more separation or maybe you don't see that money as often, you might not be as tempted to spend it.
Otherwise, you're pulling from it because it's right there, right?
Exactly. Yes.
All right. I like that idea. And the idea of automating your bills, it really makes sense. It helps you pay on time.
Right.
And you don't really think about it as often as long as you've got that money coming in to cover everything, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, take the work out of it. You're never late. You don't pay extra interest or late fees. So it just makes it easier to manage everything.
Well, let's talk more about our budget in general and how to kind of refresh that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. So this, you know, a lot of times financial goals, spending or income can change year to year depending on life changes. So maybe like you got a new job or your salary increased or maybe you had a baby. So reviewing spending and consider reducing or cutting out like subscriptions or memberships that you're not using frequently. So a lot of times people kind of forget about those because they're on auto bill and they, you know, they just keep paying them even though they're not using them.
Yeah, good point. What about shopping around, trying to get better deals than you currently have for some of these bills?
Yeah, that's a great idea too. So shop around negotiating like insurance bills, cell phones, internet bills. So I always do that, especially when they start to raise my bill. I'll give them a call and a lot of times they're able to get it down a little bit.
Isn't it a shame we have to do that? Shouldn't everything just be as low as possible?
I know, it's kind of annoying, but...
But you have to take that initiative to get those deals.
Exactly.
Very important. Mm-hmm. All right. And what about budgeting tools? In the past, you've talked about some great apps that can help us.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. So YNAB, Pocket Guard, there's a lot. So maybe try like a different budgeting tool, a new phone app, or just maybe a different budgeting technique. So like the envelope technique or...
What's the envelope technique?
So it's kind of like an old school technique where you put cash for different categories of spending and then use the cash to spend that so you can physically see what you have left over. So you'd have an envelope for like dining out, maybe one for, I don't know, utilities. So different areas that you want to try to...
It may be old school, but it works.
Yeah, exactly.
You know exactly what you have and where it's at and what envelope. Mm-hmm. All right. We get overwhelmed also with a lot of documents and financial types of things. What advice do you have for kind of righting that ship?
Yes, so much paper. So you can try to organize these documents and your account information. So especially if you're done with filing taxes, hopefully you are, file away different important documents, financial documents, and also toss away old documents that you don't need anymore. So most, financial papers, if they're 3 to 6 years old or older, you probably don't need to hang on to them anymore. So maybe get like an organizer folder or even a filing cabinet so everything's together and it's safe and you can easily find it.
Okay. And that's really important. Just putting everything out there, organizing it. You've got to be able to find things. You've got to have a system.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I felt like a real adult when I got a filing cabinet.
And along those lines, we have a lot of things that are online too, like financial accounts that sometimes can get out of hand.
Yes, absolutely. So I think what can be helpful is maybe consider having a spreadsheet to track all your financial accounts and details in one place. So that would be like your income, your investment accounts, your debt balances, your savings. So just having it all in one place so you can easily see month to month where you're at and, how your accounts are doing.
Nicole Bernacek with University of Michigan Credit Union, and our listeners can visit umcu.org. What's your last spring cleaning financial advice for us?
Yeah, so my last tip, and I know we've talked about this before, but check your 3 credit reports. So we always sort of stress the importance of this just because it gives you so much information and it's really important to check for accuracy, make sure there's not signs of identity theft. So a great website to get those for free is annualcreditreport.com, and they actually let you get all 3 full reports weekly, so Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. So they are different companies, and you want to check all of them because they can differ a little bit sometimes.
Is it easy to determine if something has gone awry with those credit reports?
Yes, it is. So, yeah, if you saw any, like, unknown accounts or incorrect payment history, or if you saw, like, addresses or hard inquiries, which are things that you've applied for, those are things that you'd want to look for. And if you did see anything on there that, shouldn't be on there or maybe just was reported inaccurately by a creditor, it's better to catch those things early so you can report them and get them resolved.
How hard is it, though, to have them believe you what you're telling them, that that's not supposed to be on there?
That's a great question. It depends. So sometimes if it's something like identity theft, that can be sometimes a little bit tricky. But I do recommend if you're disputing, which is the process to get things corrected or removed, always try to submit proof if you can, so any statements or documents that you can submit.
If you find these segments helpful, we encourage you to go online to umcu.org and sign up for their free educational seminars. They are just invaluable as a resource for you to right the ship with your finances. Financial education seminars at University of Michigan Credit Union are open to the entire community, whether you are a member of UMCU or not. What kinds of things will people learn by doing this?
Yeah, so we have them on credit, we have them on home buying, budgeting, so all different topics, and we kind of rotate them out throughout the year, so people find them super helpful.
And you're still doing these online?
Yeah, so you do them online, anyone's welcome to join, so you can go to our website, umcu.org, and we have the schedule always posted, and you can sign up right there.
umcu.org. Our thanks to Nicole Bernacek, University of Michigan Credit Union Financial Education Specialist, on the air on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, 1290 WLBY.